You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline has announced changes to its marketing policy. The company will no longer pay doctors to promote their drugs. And the company will also stop tying compensation for sales reps to the number of prescriptions that doctors write. Many in the medical community, including Seattle Children's Dr. Cora Bruner, reacted positively to this news.
Yay. Long overdue, you know, honestly. I think it's something that as a member of an ethical community, I'm glad that you don't even get to decide whether you're going to do it anymore. They're just not supporting it. So I think that's great.
But while not using doctors to market their drugs may seem like an ethical move on the part of the company, our guest today says it's also a great business move. Here to tell us about it is Natalie Mitzik. She's a marketing professor at the University of Washington. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, David.
So before this change occurred, you know, this is just a single company, and I'm wondering how most pharmaceutical companies in 2013 go about marketing their drugs.
Well, marketing of the pharmaceutical drugs is typically split into two categories. The bulk of marketing spending goes to direct to physicians, promotions, and advertising, and it probably amounts to about two-thirds of all of their spending. And the rest goes to direct-to-consumer advertising, which is what you see on TV when you see ads for new drugs and for new conditions that these drugs can address.
Sorry, go ahead.
I would definitely agree with the statement from the clip you just played that it's long overdue. The change to the sales practices of the pharmaceutical companies are long overdue, and not just because of all of the ethical issues that are involved with these practices, but also because these practices are often not cost-effective, and they cost more than they generate in terms of benefits for the companies who use them.
Yeah, and you are a marketing professor at the University of Washington, so beyond just the ethics, what's your perspective on the pre-existing strategy of going after doctors?
Well, the traditional sales model of pharmaceutical industry in the pharmaceutical industry involves face-to-face meetings by sales force reps with the physicians in order to promote the drugs and to educate the physicians about the benefits of the drugs and tell them about the side effects. So at this point, we have approximately somewhere around 500,000 practicing physicians in the United States, and we have about 100,000 of pharmaceutical sales reps. It's one sales rep for five physicians. So what do these sales reps do? They visit physician offices and they meet with physicians, and they have to meet about or they call on about 200 physicians per year, and they call 10, 20, up to 50 times on the same physicians. They get only about 90 seconds at each meeting with the physician to talk about the drugs they are promoting. How effective can they be? How much information can be communicated, or how effective can they be in terms of persuading the physicians? This question remained largely unanswered for a very long time because we didn't have good data to estimate the effectiveness of pharmaceutical sales reps. And now, as we have more and more data available for academic research and for analysis, we have more and more evidence that while the sales reps do have a positive effect on prescribing practices of physicians, positive in a sense that they do increase the sales of the drugs they are promoting, this effect is very small. And for many of the drugs, it is not cost-effective. It is the costs of maintaining the sales force and the costs of using sales reps to promote the drugs often are not justified by the returns they generate for the company.
So it sounds like you're saying in this case, ethics and good business are going to coincide. You think other pharmaceutical companies are going to follow suit?
Well, hopefully. And it's the change to the pharmaceutical sales model is long overdue. There is a history, there is a tradition, and the system seems to continue to exist and play by the rules that were established very long time ago. It's difficult to be the innovator in this field because you don't really know for sure what effect it's going to have on your practice. But the evidence is mounting saying that it's going to be a positive change for the bottom line of the firm.
All right. Natalie Mitzik, thanks so much for telling us about it. She's a marketing professor at the University of Washington, talking about new marketing policies at drug maker GlaxoSmithKline, including that they will no longer pay doctors to promote their drugs. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.